اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا.
الحمد لله، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. ثم أما بعد، all the praise and all the glory is due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of being worshipped but Allah, and that Muhammad is his last prophet and messenger. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon all of you. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah shower his mercy upon all of you. May Allah forgive all of our sins. When I was looking at the TV, when I was practicing Hajj, looking at those multitudes of people gathering together, they actually started with sleeping or staying the night in Mina, and then they moved to Arafah, climbing the hill over there and spending some time of the day, and then they rushed into Muzdalifah, and then they made the Jamarat. It is a scenery which is not repeated in the history of or in the memory of any human. And I challenge that I can see such a great mass of people, all of them wearing the same white garment, having the same intention, having the same goal, even repeating the same slogan. لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك. All of them, they are repeating those same words. Here I am at thy service. Here I am at thy service, at your service, O my Lord. There is no associate with you. There is no partner with you. All of them, they came from different distant places, mainly for the sake of one thing, throwing their sins in front of the Lord and asking him for forgiveness. That's why today you can see their faces. You can see the new box that they had. My dear respected brothers and sisters, the topic is how fascinating the situation and the scenery is. It is so important to remember that in the history of all humanity and to show it to all people, that we have a scenery of unity, a scenery of similarity, a scenery of all the Muslims gathering together as if they are only one nation. It reminds us of the last farewell, of the farewell pilgrimage that the Messenger, peace and blessings of Allah, had made with over 10,000 companions of his, all of them coming from Medina and from different cities in the peninsula. And the Prophet ﷺ started making a sermon or a speech for them. One of these basic items in the speech of the Prophet ﷺ, that he emphasized on the slogan of unity, of how the Muslims should be or inculcate and implant in their hearts a feeling of brotherhood. A feeling of brotherhood that when I'm talking about, my heart is being injured. And when I'm thinking about the status quo of the Muslims everywhere on the world, everybody has his own hope. Everybody is talking and thinking differently. It gives me the opportunity again to talk about unity. And this is a sizable opportunity to talk about the unity of the Muslim Ummah, the Muslim nation. And I'm asking you this question. What does the word Ummah mean for you? What does the word unity mean for you? What does the word brotherhood mean in your own dictionary? The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, stood up on the valley of Arafah, on the hill of Arafah, hundreds of years ago, talking to the masses and telling them a message which was very eloquent. And he says, and he even asked the people, in what month you are? And the people were amazed. And they didn't answer the Prophet ﷺ. And they thought that Allah changed the name of that month, the month of Dhul-Hijjah. And then he said, in what place you are? And they were amazed and they did not answer the Prophet ﷺ. And he asked them, in what day you are? And the companions did not answer the Prophet, peace be upon him. And later the Prophet ﷺ answered them eloquently and said, this is the day of Arafah. This is the month of Dhul-Hijjah. And this is the holy place and shrine of Mecca. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not violate the limits. And Allah made it a guarded and protected area. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected it. Such is the case of the blood and the property of the Muslim. It is inviolable. It is not violated by any law or by any means or by any person. And he said, كلكم لآدم وآدم من تراب. All of you are descendants of Adam, and Adam was made or created from the soil. All of you are brothers and sisters for the sake of Allah subhanahu. These are the opportunities and these are, this is the time to show the unity of the Muslim Ummah and to revive it again in our hearts. My dear respected brothers and sisters, on the days of Hajj, when we are seeing with our own eyes 4 million people, 3 to 4 million people, all of them they are united. All of them, they have the same goal, the same clothes, regardless of their language, regardless of their tongues, regardless of their color of their skin. They are equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also in the days of Eid, for the people who do not join the Hajj, I'm telling them, this is the day of unity. This is the day to show ourselves before everybody. My dear respected brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy upon all of us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us with the true meaning of brotherhood. On the day of judgment, the people who get this kind of brotherhood, they will be called, summoned up in front of everybody, and they will be granted shade under the shadow of the mighty throne of Allah, as we know from the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two people who loved each other for the sake of Allah, they actually didn't have any benefit from each other. They didn't have any business transaction. They didn't have any of the vanities of this world. They only loved each other for the sake of Allah. Even, it's not up to that, but on the day of judgment, the Allah subhanahu almighty will call specific people on that resurrection day where we will find all the people are naked, all the people don't have food or drink, and so very stressful day, the day of sorrow and regret, the day of Al-Qiyamah, the resurrection before Allah. Then Allah will select the specific people. And the angels, the righteous people, and the prophets of Allah will feel jealous about what they are receiving. Allah will receive them and put them on pulpits, pulpits of light. And Allah will summon upon them and call them that they are on light, and they have light, and they have full light on the day, mainly because they are people who loved each other, not for a business transaction they had, not on a deal of this dunya or in this life that they took, not on money or dollar that they get. They only loved each other for the sake of Allah. They loved each other and they were united for the sake of Allah. That's why, my brothers and sisters, love for the sake of Allah and dislike for the sake of Allah is one of the basic principles of this iman, of this religion. أوثق عرى الإيمان, the strongest tie of iman or belief in Allah of Allah is to love for His sake and also to dislike for the sake and pleasure of Allah. We were told from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you love somebody, you need actually to tell him. You need to talk to him and say, I love you for the sake of Allah. When a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, I love such and such a person. And he said, did you tell him? Did you inform him? He said, no. He said, go and tell him that you love him for the sake of Allah. Also, when you love somebody, you need also to exchange the visits, not for a benefit, which is superficial. It is mainly for Allah's sake. There is a reported hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a glad tidings for the people who visit each other, to just see each other, to ask about their affairs and family in such a material life that we are suffering. We are suffering, my dear respected brothers and sisters, from a lot of ties, a lot of relationships that they are actually disunited easily because of the problems and the pressure that we have in this life. A man who visited his brother for the sake of Allah, then Allah sent for him an angel. And the angel was in the form of a man. And he made a conversation with him and said, Where are you going? And he said, I'm just going to visit a friend of mine. And he said, why you are going to visit him? And said, just because I love him, for the sake of Allah. Just this is my intention. He said, this is the only intention that you return? And he said, yes, this is the only intention. Then he said, I am an angel sent by Allah. I am like a messenger sent by Allah mainly for you, to tell you, to deliver a message that Allah loves you as you love your brother. My dear respected brothers and sisters, subhanAllah, can imagine how much good deeds and acts of worship a person needs to do to acquire the pleasure of Allah and the love of Allah. But just because you had that feeling of love and respect for your brothers and sisters, Allah's pleasure will be showered upon you. We have numerous ahadith and numerous acts of the feelings of brotherhood. But we need also to emphasize on the point that in all, not all of the times that we have that unity purified and it doesn't have any problems or troubles. Sometimes there are some troubles which may arise. And it happened actually among the Sahaba, the best generation at the time of the Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And we still remember the story of Abu Dharr and Bilal. And when Abu Dharr called Bilal names, and he said, you are the son of the black woman. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he heard about it, and he said, oh, Abu Dharr, did you call him names? Did you tell him that word? He said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. And then the Prophet said, you are a man who have in his heart qualities of the days of ignorance, the days of Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic period of ignorance. إخوانكم خوالكم, all of you are brothers. Are you recalling again the qualities of ignorance when the people are taking proud, when the people are arrogant, when the people are insulting each other and they are treating each other low, in a low esteem, and they do not respect each other? And then what did Abu Dharr do for his brother in that occasion? It was amazing to tell you that Abu Dharr put his face on the ground and he said, I swear by Allah that I will never ever leave it until my brother come and kicks it with his own feet. So you can imagine how the companions of the Prophet ﷺ turned back very quickly and how they loved each other. We have a good example for that on the day of immigration, when the Prophet ﷺ migrated from Mecca and Medina. And we can rarely find any movement of migration throughout the history of humanity which was not actually through battles and through bloodshed. The only migration movement that happened, and you can read the history of whole humanity, about the migration of the Europeans to the Americans, the immigration for all the nations, and throughout the whole history of humanity, you can find that easily, that no migration was perpetrated or made without having battles and fights and wars even to some extent. But for the Muslims, when the immigrants migrated from Mecca to Medina, all their brothers I'm still reminding you of the example of Sa'd ibn Rabi' and Abd al-Rahman ibn Awf. May Allah have mercy and may Allah have His pleasure upon both of them. When Abd al-Rahman ibn Awf was a guest of his brother Sa'd ibn Rabi' and Sa'd told him, "Oh my brother, I have such a piece of land and I have two wives and I have such amount of gold and such amount of money. I'm giving it all of them in front of you. I'm going to share them equal, even between me and you. I'm going to give you half of the piece of the land. I'm going to divorce one of my two wives and give it to me, give her to you, whatever you choose. And I'm going also to give you half of all the amount." You can imagine if you have a brother, if you have a brother right now and you're just giving him the whole of your account, everything that you have in your pocket. That's why one of the righteous ancestors said, you cannot hold a person that he is a close friend of you until you take from his pocket, until you are treating him and he doesn't have any regret and he doesn't blame you even if you ask him for help or support. That's why Abd al-Rahman ibn Awf, what is his reaction? He said, "No, may Allah have mercy upon you. May Allah bless all of your money and your wives. Show me the place of the market." The conclusion here is that look how they loved each other, how they were very united. And that's why the whole Muslim nation and the whole Muslim ummah showed that feeling of brotherhood, that feeling of unity. My dear respected brothers and sisters, unfortunately nowadays, that we have some of the people, they are just quarreling for just a few juristic differences or some minor differences. We do not seek excuses for each other. Sometimes when you have somebody following a Hanbali Mazhab and he is contradicting another who is following Shafi'i or who is following Maliki Mazhab, we are actually quarreling for the trivial and little things which are worthless. My dear respected brothers, we need to gather together because what combines, what gathers us together is so more than what differentiates or makes discrepancies or differences amongst us. We need to be united. We need to retain those values that Islam has implanted throughout the history of the Muslims. This is a seizable opportunity. On the days of Hajj, on the days of Eid, if you have a trouble with your brother, rush him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لا يحل لامرئ أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث. It is not permissible and allowed for a Muslim to abandon his brother for three consecutive days and nights. He turns in that way, and then when they meet, he turns right and the other turns left. And the best amongst them is the person who starts making salam, start making greetings. Let us forgive each other. Let us forbear each other. Let us be united. Awoke my nation. Awoke the ummah of Muhammad. Because these are the days when you see it is available, it is possible that all of us can gather together under one slogan, under one emblem, and one way, under one intention, as we see nowadays on the Hajj, nowadays on the Eid or the feast. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of that universe, to regain the spirit of unity, the spirit of love, and the spirit of strength again in the hearts of the Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so afraid, and he expressed that in the last words in his khutbah and speech on the day of Arafah, that the shaitan is feeling disappointed to be worshipped in your land. But he was satisfied that there were a lot of quarrels, a lot of dissensions, a lot of conflicts that he will seed in your heart, so you will be different. You will have problems and troubles to each other. Again, I recall upon all the Muslims everywhere in the world to have that feeling of unity, to have this feeling of brotherhood, to regain again the spirit of unity according to the practices of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and according to the followers, the companions of the followers and their successors. I ask Allah subhanahu to shower His mercy upon all of us, to accept all of our good deeds, to accept our Hajj, to accept all of the acts that we offer for Allah, all of our sacrifices, إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.